الله الرحمن الرحيم. Purpose for people not getting any kind of success in the world, or not getting whatever benefit whatever they're doing, is because they don't trust Allah. Everyone got a reason. Some people doing it because they trust Allah. They trust Allah. So you read this wazifa, read that wazifa. They expect it now, I read wazifa today, I'm going to read tomorrow. That's a test now. Trust is when he'll decide what to give you. When he decides, he'll give you. When he'll give you, how he'll give you, that is his business. But now you test me, Allah Ta'ala, say Allah Ta'ala, and read now, you must give it to me now. Yes, you can make dua like that. To Allah, I'm making dua. Allah, give me now. That is now you're begging to Allah Ta'ala. One is to beg to Allah Ta'ala. And make dua to Allah, I want this, give it to me now. Now when He does not give it to you now, you still, your relationship with Him is still the same. You won't sit on quietly. Like certain people, they make dua for a few days, and nothing is happening. They still leave it. Allah said, leave it, I'll need you. I don't need you, you need me. But I know what is good for you. I know what is good. Many a times you ask for so many things, Allah said, no, I don't want to give you. He's given the next person, I won't give you. And many a time you cry in front of me, you say, I love his cry, I want him to cry more in front of me. Every time you take a tear in front of him, I don't know what I must tell you. That tear is worth a million. Not even a million, more than that. When a day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will tell you that, you know, I'm giving you this, I'm giving you that, I'm giving you that. Would you ask in the world, I deprive you then, I'm giving it to you now. Yeah. That time you say, Ya Allah, why didn't you leave all that gift to me in the world? Didn't you ask that? So don't trust Allah Ta'ala. Trust Allah Ta'ala. If you have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then when you do not wait when you will get it, He'll decide when I will get it. And become a true slave that He knows what is good for me. I'm going to ask, oh Allah, give me a child, oh Allah, give me a child. That is my duty. Allah did not give you. Allah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Oh Allah, give me this, give me that. You are going to cry and ask and He won't give you, but if He does not give you, you know in your heart of hearts, Allah knows what is good for you. But your relationship with Allah Ta'ala will become more stronger, not weaker. You won't leave it and sit down quietly. The moment you leave it and sit down quietly, that relationship is not relationship. Relationship with I'm asking Him, He knows what is good for me. Only in Akhirat you come to know all those things, but you know you are not given in this world. Only in Akhirat you come to know how much Allah will give. That's like for two brothers. One person was very, very pious, you know. And Allah Ta'ala was giving him everything. The other brother was not getting anything. It so happened that the brother said, hey, oh, come, I'm not getting anything. He said, so let me try what he's doing to me. But he did it for a few days, nothing coming. See, this is our position, you know. We want everything to come overnight. Remember, Allah Ta'ala loves the banda who cried in front of him. When Allah doesn't want to have something to do with him, for anyone, He gives him very quickly, go. But when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, say, bro, cry in front of me, I want you to cry. And he boasts in front of Farishta, look at my banda, how he's crying in front of me. But we don't know how to cry, what must do? So this brother, after some time, did not get anything, so he told his brother, hey, what's wrong, man? You're getting everything, I'm doing the same thing, I'm not getting anything. How nice, he told him, you test Allah Ta'ala, I trust Allah. So don't chase Allah Ta'ala. When you ask something, leave it in Allah's hands. He knows what is good for you. وَإِن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time you ask Allah Ta'ala for something, but that's not good for you. And many a time when you do not like something, Allah gives you. And sometimes, and most of the time, not sometimes, He gives you better than that. Better than that. But the relationship with Allah Ta'ala must become strong, not become weak. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You don't get work coming, you're not getting work, you're not getting work. Don't worry. You make effort. Trying this work, all kind of things you're trying. Not getting anywhere. Not losing hope. Because it's only one door. There's another door, another door. If you want to leave that door, go to another door. If you got another door. No, that is my door. He knows what is good. I must keep him happy so he gives me more quicker. Most important thing to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. We are depriving of our rozi merely because of our sins that we committed. Our dua is not being accepted merely because of the sins we are committing. A person is being deprived of his rozi merely because of him committing his guna. The hadith is mentioned. So the more you keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, the more Allah ta'ala gives you. But don't wait for it. My duty is to keep Allah happy. He'll give me whenever He decides to. So that is what a person has to do. And the more important is but keep away from sins. Today the subject Hazrat is talking about guna ke taraf pahunchane wali cheez bhi mamnu hoti hai. Anything that leads to sin must keep away from that. Hazrat's majlis today is anything that keeps away from sins, that will cause you to go to a sins, you must keep away from. They gave Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Sahib, Imam Sahib, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. His taqwa was very great. His taqwa was so great and real. And you must know he was most close to the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His condition, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, was a very handsome boy. But he had no beard. He had no beard. And he came from a very good family too, rich family. When he came to him to ask him to become a student of yours, he looked at him and said, you've got no beard. Look how he's concerned about this kind of what I mustn't commit in sin. You've got no beard. To show us this much that we must also be very careful today. Whether you're teaching, whether whatever you're doing, a child who's got no beard must keep on. His taqwa was so great, so much that he was keeping far away. Our taqwa is great. Lihaza, hamare peeche peeche becha hoga. Made him sit in the back. Completely made him sit in the back where he cannot see him at all. Yahan se maloom hua ke istiba ki jagah bhi bachna chahiye. As we say, from this we conclude that where this place is where you're supposed to keep away from, you must make sure you keep away from this. Keep away from the places. Why are you going to those places that will cause those things? Anything that will cause you to commit a sin, you must keep away from it. Allah Ta'ala says to Adam alayhi salam, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةَ. Never told him, do not eat that fruit. Told him, do not go near that tree, because when you go near that tree, you are going to eat it. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. He never said, do not commit zina. He said, don't go near zina. What's the meaning of that? The thing that will cause you to commit zina, keep away from that. Those things will keep you away from zina. If those things you keep away from, then only you keep away from zina, then you commit zina. That even if you will not be alone with a woman in one room. And today so many things are happening where big shots, you know, they say, or big secretaries, khuda khair kare. Just to try to tell you that Allah Ta'ala says, do not go even near zina, do not commit zina, do not go near zina. That glass that woman who are drinking the water from, you're not supposed to bring from that water too, from that glass. Everything that will cause you to commit a guna, to that extent in the state is much that you not given up to you. You see, it's so important that when you speak on the phone also you must be very careful. Nowadays when a woman talks to you harsh, you get very angry. Whereas the Quran is mentioned, she must be harsh with you. And she must be very sweet to the husband. She must be very sweet to the husband. I know one woman, bichari, I'll tell you, if the women were like her, then she's a jannati. When anyone phones for her, she doesn't know who that person is. My husband is not here. My husband is not here. That's all, my husband not here. And the way she says to them, that pope will put the phone down quickly to me. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. Very important, these are things are very important. Not to entice anyone to commit the thing, anything wrong to. Nowadays you put a phone call, how's your mother, how's your father, how's your brother, how's your sister? When you know my sister and brother and father. He's not allowed to say that. Leave alone them. If you meet one person for the first time, you can't ask him how's your father. He'll ask, you know my father. You know my father. That is what called also futile talks. Someone is close to you, he says, Salaam alaikum, how are you? But that person who do not know him at all, what will go to his father and mother and sister? Like one Buzu will say, you know my father. Not that he was arrogant with him, to teach him that why did you speak something which is called futile. So Hazrat is saying, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا Don't even go near zina. Sad part is today, the cell phone is committing zina. My friend Mona Hazrat Mona Yunus Patel Shah, Rahmatullah Ali, should always speak on pornography. All the time speaking about it. What was the reason for that? Because that was a sickness. If the sickness goes away, then you stop talking about it. But if the sickness is there, you have to talk about it. To that extent, it's gone, it's gone. It's gone now worse now. Even the small children are looking at it too. It's gone out of control. So that is also a lot of Prabhu Zina. A child who has not even reached the age of puberty, now so many things, knows so many things to be suffering, you don't know, you and I do not know. Where we are gone to. Allah, Haya wa Shu'batul Iman. Haya is part of Iman, but look at this. We are taking it very lightly because now we give every child, you know, a cell phone. As long as my child is a master in cell phone, he's master. He must know everything, the tricks, all the tricks. The father is sleeping, the mother is sleeping, the whole night the child is now involved in whatever filth he's looking at. Allah Mari Father Pramai, because we can't talk of anyone because of our own house, we got children and that. Because the time the husband and wife should talk together, sleep together, would take in the name of Allah. But now the wife is using her own time, husband taking her own time. And they sleep with shaitan and wake up with shaitan. All the sickness that is taking place in front of us, we can see what's happening, it's making no difference. It makes no difference. Whereas the sickness is a lesson for us, that remember, the sins are causing this thing to whatever happens. For my matlab ye ke zina ke jo azbab hai, dekhna, chhona, baate karna wagera, ye bhi na karo. Because your eyes, the moment you look at something, your eyes look at it, khalas, you looked at it. The moment you look at it, what the next thing you're going to do? اسی طرح حضرت آدم ہوا کو فرمایا کہ درخت کے قریب بھی نہ جاؤ اور تو قریب جانا منع تھا تھوڑا سا آدم don't even go near the tree to because the moment you go near the tree مگر قریب جانا سبب ہے کھانے کا لہذا سبب دیکھیں جب شراب کی حرمت نازل ہوئی تو حرمت شراب کے ساتھ وہ برتن جیلی ہوا When Allah Ta'ala made sharab haram, the burden, you know, the utensils all becomes haram. Everything becomes haram. You don't go near it at all. اس کا استعمال بھی ممنوع ہو گیا. وجہ یہ تھی کہ چونکہ وہ شراب کے عادی رہ چکے تھے. ہیبیچوئل ڈرنک شراب. ناؤ دا مومنٹ دے سی دیٹ کائنڈ آف گلاس واٹ ہیپنس دیٹ یو ٹین دیم دس دیٹ ول انٹائس دیم ٹو گو گون ایٹ. ہو سکتا ہے کہ طبیعت ان کی مچھلی برتن پر دیکھ کر شراب کی طرف, اس لیے برتنوں کے استعمال بھی منع کر دیا اور مٹکوں میں شراب رکھی ہوئی تھی ان کو بھی توڑنے کا حکم دیا تھا. اللہ تعالیٰ میں بھی تقریباً بیرلس بریک دا ٹی ڈونٹ ہیو نتھنگ جس کی میں جنتے ہیں سو مچ آف لف اللہ تعالیٰ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that the moment the hurmat came haram they threw everything away and today we're doing openly. Today we're doing openly. They were habitual to it completely, the complete, they were selling, they were so much. But the moment haram, Allah Ta'ala haram, it was thrown on the streets, we won't go near it. Now Muslims are going near it. Muslims are going near it. It reminds me of, you know, this breaking of these barrels. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, I think it was him, that the king of that time, he ordered this wine and it came by ship. So when the thing came, he was at the harbor and he saw the thing there. And he took one wine and he's hitting it, breaking it down. He didn't bother, it's the king's one. He gave, broke, when he came to the ninth one, he broke. The tenth one, he said, this is the king's thing I'm doing. I'm someone now. He stopped straight away. Well, the king got the news, got very angry about it. He called him up, said, what is this you did? He said, you know that haram, this is haram. You're not supposed to drink. He said, why did you stop the ninth one you came broken? Why is the tenth one you not break? He said, the ninth time, and all the time I was hitting for save Allah. I was saying, people say, God, Allah. The tenth one, he said, hey, Abdullah, you are someone now. Even if you're forgetting this king also, you can do it this to me. He said, the moment this thought came into me, he said, no, this is not for Allah. This is not for Allah Ta'ala. He left it. Because of his sincerity, the king also made Toba and left it too. So this is what is Muqtala out. Isliye bartanon mein istemal karna bhi haram hai. Must not go near it too. Like was Hazrat is saying, another incident of kashf or ilham be haqiqat. Today you know we want kashf. Hey, kashf. We want to go to that buzrug, he kashf. Hey, he can get kashf. While you're sitting here, he can tell what is in our heart. What is in our heart? Hey, he told us today. When you sit in his company, he just gives us the news. Just that's what he wants. That was today a person called a buzrug when the time he said, hey, what was in our heart? He just told it to us. You came to him and just sat down to him. And before we can talk, he gave your answers. Kashf, you know, kashf. Farmaya, kashf koi cheez nahi hai. Kashf koi? Do not jump into conclusion and see a person and say, hey, this is a person for kashf now, koi cheez nahi. Nothing to talk about. Kashf to janwar ko bhi hota hai. You see, dogs,
yeah.
When they go in the cupboard, they walk on the cupboard. They can exactly know what's happened to the person who's getting passed away. If he's getting punishment, he knows that too. So they can cash too. Isi tarah, even the shayat too, in Allah ta'ala shayat ki makki, the honey, the bee, Allah ta'ala put 100% ilham on the thing. What to do? The baby, when it's born, how come the baby will put his mouth by the breast of the mother, not the nose of the mother? Baby knows nothing. Allah Ta'ala puts ilham in that baby's heart that this is what you must do. Allah Ta'ala puts it. Doodh peete bhi usko ilham hota hai. Ilham to hai ki bachcha nahi to. Ye koi cheez nahi hai. Don't take this. Don't look at it. Don't ever take important. Asal cheez, now don't ever think important when you hear of a person, this person is a big guru, this person, you know, he just gets ilham, just like that, get this in your customer. Don't take importance. Asal cheez hai ittiba'i sunnah. Asal cheez? Anyone you look into his life, he is following the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must follow him. Not one he get karamat to. Buzroof to find the word karmat. Karamat means karmat. They're frightened that it mustn't be that if they do some karamat here, their state in Jannah will become lowered. They're frightened. And we want to do karamat here to show. And they fear that karamat will not take place here, so that the state in Jannah will be lowered. Ittiba'i sunnah. Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. A person stayed with him for about 20 years or 10 years, whatever. Now we must know, 20 years, this relationship there now. And yeah, I told him, now one day he said, I'm going away from you. I said, why are you going? He said, I stayed by you, I never saw one karamat also. He said, okay. So told him that we can go, oh, no problem. But I'll ask you one question. That 20 years or 10 years you stayed with me, did you see me doing anything against the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You saw what he said? Did you see me doing anything against the sunnah of this? He said, not one. He said, what better karamat than that one? What bigger karamat than that? What bigger karamat than that you want? Because every reason if you buy sunnah, follow the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you got everything. So he said, one was asked Monday. Like, you know, the husband. Wives don't trust you. The whole world can call you buzu, but not your wife. If she calls you buzu, you saw one. So what happened? She speaks of high of other buzu. They can fly in the air, they can do this, they can do that too. One day, she saw one buzu flying in the air. And flying in the air, she told him, today I saw a buzu. I saw a buzu today. He said, what? He was really flying in the air. The husband said, it was me. That's why you were frightened, Google. Straight away she said that. One time she's praising, the moment she says, it's me, khalas. So you are expecting your wife to praise you. This kashf and karamat. You know, Hasan Basri rahmatullah waqiyah. Hasan asal cheez ittiba'i sunnat. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Pani par musalla bichha, namaz par rahe. On the water he's got musalla in namaz. Unki muridni, the muridni, Rabia Basri. Rabia Basri. Hazrat will always say, you know, if women should be given khilafat, she could have been khilafat. But women cannot be given khilafat. How great she was. When Hasan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, when Rabia Basri is not in a madis, there's another effect. But if she is the madis, another effect. You know the exactly she is there. Now let's imagine that Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has got his musalla there on the water, and his muridni of Rabia Basri, she went there and she saw. Wahan tak ko Hazrat Rabia ne arz kiya the, jao, aap ne dekha wo the. The moment she went there, she went above the high, the sky is in the air, she read namaz. The Shaykh is in the one was in the water. And she's in the Namaz in the air. Now if you and I are there and your Shaykh went water and you went up the sky, what do you think? I'm far better than you. I'm far better than you. I'm nothing. My Shaykh is nothing. I'm far better than you. You know what she said? Hazrat, what I have done, what you have done is what the fishes do. And what I have done, what the flies do. What is a fly or a fish? In other words, this is what he said. In other words, in their eyes is nothing important. They don't want people to look at them, praise them with these kind of things. And today we look for these kind of things. So they are saying, دیکھے اپنے کو حسن و حسن بصیب استاد سے گھٹایا کہ مکھی کے ساتھ مثال دی. That is استاد now. He made sure that he looked lower than him. He reminded me of an incident Hazrat he gave us, Sri Safati Rahmatullah Ali. And he was a sheikh of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. It so happened that one of his daily mudneed, her child was getting drowned. Getting drowned. So the people came and told her that your child is getting drowned. She's not paying attention to it. She's not paying any importance to it. Now when the people saw that she's not taking any importance to it, so she said that they went to her Sri Safati. Sheikh, this is what's happening, and she don't want to go to her. Child had drowned. So he went there. Baribi, this Mahazuri is saying, Baribi, don't you know your child is going to drown? Hazrat, my child can get drowned. Come, let's go. She put on a burqa and she goes to the river wherever the brown drowned. She stands there and she takes the son's name. Fala, so and so, Jima came out. Sri Sakhati, what is this now? What's happening here now? Says Hazrat, whatever happens before time, Allah give me itla. Allah informs me that this is going to happen. This is going to happen. So this incident never informed, not informed by me. So I know it did not happen. Then Mahajan saying, see, she, what high she was, but she never took herself more high than a sheikh. She still had the sheikh to be high. Today is not like that. Little bit you can fly in the air. No chance. No chance. The sheikh has to sit on one side now. That, no, I'm not saying. He said, oh, achho ka zamana tha, ye ocho ka zamana tha. Mahazar said, achho, I'm taking only Mahazar's names, what words. He said, oh, that achho ka zamana tha. They take the shape to be very high. And yeah, ocho ka zamana. The little bit they can fly in the air, that little fly, where he got it from too? Who gave him that thing too? Ji, sulook to farmaya to jo mein ne tikkar ke dekha, wo makki ka. This is what it is actually. The last part, because Ramadan coming, and one hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mu'min ek aan se khata hai aur kafir saat aanton se khata hai. Mu'min eats with one intestine and the kafir eats seven intestines. That shows that we are not supposed to eat too much. But why are we eating too much? Is because aan to khate. So wajah ye hai ki kalima taiba khud uski ghiza hai. His food is kalima taiba itself. You see, you'll only understand this when you become acquainted with the zikr, what I mention all the time. The zikrullah all the time you make. When you become to make zikr all the time, as I mentioned to you, when you're walking, making zikr, talk, when you're alone making zikr, in the masjid making zikr. You'll only talk when it's necessary. You're driving, you're making zikr. Every moment you're making zikr, that is your ghiza. Ghiza means your food. That becomes your food. You're reading Quran all the time. Hafiz Quran, you Quran all the time. That is his food. So as he says, ke mu'min ke liye to aur kalima taiba khud unki ghiza hai. Mutlak iman ye sab ghiza hai. Iman is kya ki ghiza? Is food. Mu'min ke liye to aur aza iman bhi. Bas kyunki jism khaki hai. This jism of ours is khaki, means clay. Made of sand. It has to live. It needs its nourishment. This body of ours need nourishment. But what? Uski baka ke liye thodi ghiza jo ek aan ke liye aa jaye kaafi hai. To make the body live in this world, to be made in this world, the little bit food that you must eat, not little bit that, but I'm trying to say now, don't misunderstand me, you don't eat food at all now. Eat that much that your stomach is full, not the heart full. We are today when we are eating food, now that food is full, completely full. The wife got a different dessert now. That dessert, look at it, your eyes became bigger than that. Now you forgot what you're supposed to do. Yeah, my husband, how many places you go to eat in one day? Sabka dil rakha lekin but thoda sa. Everything. Eat that little bit. Who's talking? To keep a person's heart. Not that you must eat with it. As he says, ke thoda sa ghiza jo ek aan de a jaye kaafi ho jate. That much you must eat. Eat that much. اور یہ جب ہے کہ ابھی اس مومن نے کوئی عمل نہیں کیا تھا کیونکہ حضور نے ایک because this is happening because he does, did not start doing his zikr everything, that's why he did not experience this peace. Once you begin to make zikr Allah Ta'ala all the time, you will begin to experience that food is not important to you, but you just use it because it's necessary for me to eat, that's why I'm eating, to look after my body. But this is not taking important. That I must have this and I must have that. Says the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ek new Muslim ke iman ke waqt. One person became new Muslim from Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jab qabla iman usne zyada khaya tha. Before iman he was eating lot. He was eating lot, he was eating. Baad al iman uski giza kam ho gayi thi. The moment he brought iman, his food became very less. His food became very less. Isi tarah jab amal ke kasrat hoti hai, Hazrat Singh, when you're making your amal kasrat, then continuously, as you're making everything, your amal, don't overdo things. Zikr to make, don't overdo things. You're making tilawat Quran, don't overdo it. You know, whatever you're doing, nafil namaz, whatever you're doing, kasrat hoti hai, aur iman mein, aur dawam taqwa, aur kasrat zikr se quwwat aati rehti hai. When a person continues making zikr all the time and keeping away from all the sins and making zikr and all the rest of it too, it actually increases his taqwa, increases iman, increases everything, but it lowers his food taking. Because his food is something else now. His food is something. He does not overeat because he realizes he can overeat, what can happen, he cannot do that ibadah too. But don't misunderstand, with a busu, he should eat one goat. One goat or half goat, whatever. So someone told us that. It's the busu. Someone said, look at how much ibadat he's making. When he saw the ibadat he was making, that food was too little. The food was too little. Just to tell you that how much what it is. To kasrat zikr se quwwat aati rehti. Something new to understand is very important. If you make zikr all the time, if Allah Ta'ala gives you some other kind of strength. Kasrat zikr, Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, illallah, whatever, astaghfirullah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah, whatever you make it, make the zikr. When you're free, you make all kinds of zikr all the time. What is happening? Dawam al-taqwa, remember one thing, what kasrat zikr would go. In abundance you can make zikr, but dawam and taqwa is important. What means dawam and taqwa? Continuously having taqwa in every way. Taqwa in not only in one way, in every command of Allah, taqwa. Taqwa must be there. That is a condition. Hazrat used to say, dawam and taqwa, kasrat zikr. This is Hazrat's word, dawam and taqwa. In other words, you have to be 24 hours in taqwa. 24 hours in taqwa, your eyes are controlled, your ears are controlled, your heart are controlled, your hands are controlled, your legs are controlled. Everything is controlled, dawam and taqwa in everything. When your eyes are going to you, you've got taqwa in you. Your ears are going to taqwa in you. Your heart is going to taqwa in you. Kasrat this thing, that will make zikr with that. Then the zikr is becoming more. The food becoming stronger. Kasrat zikr. Quwwat aati rehti hai. The more you continue doing those things, you get more stronger all the time. You're getting more strength coming all the time. قوت آتی رہتی ہے تو غذا کم ہوتی رہتی ہے, قوت آتی رہتی تو غذا کم ہوتی رہتی. غذا مین واٹ؟ دا دنیا غذا. یو ڈونٹ ایٹ فوڈ آف دیٹ ٹو یا یو کیپ یور وائف ہیپی, یو ایٹ فوڈ, یو کیپ یور ون ہیپی, یو ایٹ فوڈ. نو مور ناؤ یو گاٹ گریف فور فوڈ, یو گاٹ گریف فور ندر فوڈ ناؤ, یو گاٹ گریف فور. یہی وجہ ہے کہ اہل اللہ کی غذا جسمانی کم ہوتی ہے. حدیث سے یہی وجہ ہے, دیٹ از وائی یو فائنڈ اہل اللہ کی غذا قاسم نانو سے رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اینڈ شوڈ ایٹ فوڈ ایٹ آل جسٹ فار دی سیک آف ایٹنگ بٹ جسٹ ٹو کیپ نو فوڈ ایٹ آل. But please, you listen to this, you don't do that, eh? Because at the moment you are a buzzo. I don't know what happened afterwards. Please, I'm just telling you, eat well. Achha khao, achha pheno, mahazaz hua jis. Achha khao, achha pheno, aur gunao se bacho. Gunao se bacho. Keep away from sins. Kisi ko takleef karte. That is the meaning. Achha khao, achha pheno. جسمانی کم ہوتے ہیں, ذکر و تقویٰ ان کی غذا بنتی رہتی ہے. خوب سمجھ لیا جائے, حدیث سے لسن ٹو دس ویری کیئرفلی. ان ادر وی مسٹ بینگ دا تھنگ ان اور لائف, یو بینگ آف یور لائف دیٹ میک لاٹ آف ذکر, میک لاٹ آف ذکر و تقویٰ, دین یور فوڈ گوز ڈاؤن ڈاؤن فور یور دا سول فوڈ بیکم دا ریسٹ. رمضان از کمنگ راؤنڈ دا کارنر, رمضان از کمنگ, دس ہاؤ یو پریپیئر یور سیلف, ناٹ ویٹنگ فور سیری ٹائم, یو نو واٹ آئی مین. Cook, how, and you know, if that time waiting, when at the end of the dua time, you worry about what food you eat, why the whole year you eating food? Let us make Ramadan a Ramadan of this kind. No one saying you will not eat. Alhamdulillah, eat well. Eat well. With the intention is, Ya Allah, I can become strong to make ibadah. Sure. When you wake up from sharing to you eat well, oh Allah, I can remain the whole day making ibadah. If that time to, Ya Allah, I can eat that well, don't overeat. Allah, I get strength, I can make ibadah tonight. You're getting sawab to, and inshallah, you make ibadah, Allah, you reward for that time. The first 10 days of Ramadan is rahmat. What the meaning of rahmat? Rahmat means here that Allah Ta'ala has now given you tawfiq of doing good deeds. That the greatest rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days, he says in awwaluf. The first 10 days is rahmat. The meaning of rahmat, Allah Ta'ala has now given a tawfiq of the good deeds and kept away from gunas. If Allah Ta'ala does not keep away from gunas, it will be guna all the time. Guna all the time. So the first day is rahmat, first 10 days rahmat. His rahmat is so much on you that you should not wake up the tahajjud namaz, now wake up tahajjud namaz too. You should not read Quran, you read Quran also. You should not read namaz on time, you read namaz also. Everything is tawfiq of Allah. If that is not rahmat, what it is? Man does not even think for a moment that Allah's rahmat is so much on you. So when a person continues doing all the good deeds, all the good deeds he is doing in the first 10 days, kept away from all sins, then automatically he is forgiven. The second 10 days is maghfirat. Allah has forgiven. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. All is now good deeds, bad deeds, and finished with Allah. And then he's forgiven. Then the last 10 days he's free from the fire of Jannah. Free fire of Jannah. So what does you more than that? So in the month of Ramadan, from now you must do it. Remember one thing, do not wait for Ramadan. No, we got a habit. When the enemies come, you look for weapons. When enemies come, you look for weapons. The weapons will be beforehand. Then you can do everything. Ramadan came, now knock on your door. The Sahaba Ikram, they get very, very shocked, very happy, full of josh and shock and all that. I'm going to do this, Ya Rasul, tell us. So Ramadan is knock on your door. Allah must give us Ramadan. But we must know how to spend Ramadan. Spend Ramadan the correct way. And one of the greatest ibadat in the month of Ramadan is zikrullah, tilawat of Quran. Nabi Karim says, there is so much of Quran. I say, all my friends, open the Quran and read the Quran. Any amount of Quran is too little. Because the month of Quran, the Quran came in the month of Ramadan. So it will become more close to the Quran. Talk less to the people, which will be kept away from all sins. Allah Ta'ala will come in the open. Amen. Wa akul ta'wan hamdina. Rabbana atina dunya hasana. Wa bil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.